This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, a podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the people they are meant to be in Jesus Christ. When the Spanish explorer Cortez landed at Veracruz in 1519 to begin his conquest of Mexico with a small force of some 700 men, legend has it that he purposely set fire to his fleet of 11 ships. Presumably, his men on the shore watched their only means of retreat sink to the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico. There was only one direction they could go: forward into the interior of Mexico. I like what Patricia Russell McLeod said: life is an escalator. You can move forward or backward. You cannot remain still. So think about it. If you're standing still, you have to make a decision to move forward or backward. You won't go forward unless you make a decision to do so. If you do nothing, inertia will pull you back, kind of like gravity pulls you down. Going forward is taking determined steps to move in the right direction. You don't have to run. You just have to move. David Livingstone, the great explorer and missionary of the 19th century, said, "I don't care which direction we go as long as it is forward." Moses in Exodus chapter 14 is right there with the Egyptians facing him on one side and the Red Sea on the other. What's he going to do? And the Lord says, "Why do you cry out to me? Tell the people of Israel to go forward." Sometimes we have to go forward, step forward, walk by faith, not by sight, and the Lord will make a way. Having a commitment to go forward doesn't in itself remove all your obstacles. George Matheson faced some major obstacles in his life. He was born in 1842 in Glasgow, Scotland. He was a very brilliant young man. Entered Glasgow University, where he studied classics, logic, and philosophy. And he graduated from Glasgow University at the age of 19. But there was a deep tragedy in his life. At that young age, he was rapidly going blind. He had an incurable condition that would eventually result in total blindness, and there was nothing that could be done for him back in those days. While he was at the university, he had fallen in love with a girl who was a fellow student, and they were planning to get married. He broke the news of his problem to her, his physical malady, his oncoming blindness. Would she still marry him? Well, to his astonishment and deep sadness, her blunt answer was, well, it was like a dagger in his heart. "I do not want to be the wife of a blind man," she said, and they parted. Years later, that memory, that rebuff, came flooding back to him on the evening of his sister's wedding, and he recalls the pain of that night as he tells how on that occasion he penned his most famous hymn, "O Love That Will Not Let Me Go." Matheson never married, but he did go on to become a very effective minister. He wrote several books that have affected people's lives in positive ways. In 1879, 3 years before he wrote that famous hymn, the University of Edinburgh conferred on him an honorary Doctor of Divinity. And in 1890, he became a fellow of the Royal Society of Edinburgh. I like what he said. Here's something that George Matheson said through his trials. He said, "We conquer by continuing." Now think about that. You conquer by staying steady. Somebody said, "Those who often fail pursue the path of least persistence." You just have to keep going. You see, when we're tempted to turn back, God can empower us to go forward. One of my heroes of history is a guy named William Carey. He's known as the father of modern missions. He was a great man. He was a church planter, an educator, an evangelist. He taught Sanskrit and Bengali. He supervised the translation of the Bible into 36 languages in India. He was a social reformer. Carey said of his biographer, "If he gives me credit for being a plotter, he will describe me justly. Anything beyond that will be too much. I can plod," he said. "I can persevere in any definite pursuit. To this," he said, "I owe everything." Okay, I'll close this podcast with a poem. "Two frogs fell into a can of cream, or so I've heard it told. The sides of the can were shiny and steep. The cream was deep and cold. Oh, what's the use, said number one. 'Tis fate, no one's help's around. Goodbye, my friend, goodbye, sad world. And weeping still, he drowned. But number two of Sterner's stuff dog paddled in surprise. All the while he wiped his creamy eyes. I'll swim a while, at least, he said, or so it has been said. It wouldn't really help the world if one more frog was dead. An hour or two he kicked and swam. Not once he stopped to mutter, but kicked and swam and swam and kicked, then hopped out via butter. All right, you stay with it. You don't give up. Move forward. Kick, kick, and keep kicking. And come back here next week and join me. And in the meantime, go out there and be the person God created you to be. Dragged a comb across my head.